Right now on the Ringer Gambling Feed and all throughout the entire month of August, the East Coast Bias Boys are getting you ready to bet the NFL this season. We're going through each and every single division and revealing our favorite futures, predicting division winners, and even giving you some award winners. Do we think the Kansas City Chiefs will repeat, or will they be dethroned? Tune in now to find out on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is presented by Walmart Plus. Walmart Plus is the membership that helps you save on things you expect, plus the things you don't, like free delivery from your store with no markups, gas savings, and even a free Paramount Plus subscription. Start your free 30-day trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. $35 order minimum. See walmart.com/plus for details. Nathan, we've got to start using Apple Cash.
Okay. Why?
It's so easy and convenient. Apple Cash lives in Messages, where you and I text all the time.
We do. All right.
So I can pay you in the convos we're already having, like I do when I bribe you to say nice things about my favorite Taylor Swift songs. You'll never forget a payment or have the money just sitting somewhere collecting dust.
You do owe me money from the last time we saw those Taylor and Travis pics, so that is nice.
And once I've done that, you can use that cash right away. You can buy stuff at a store with Apple Pay.
So I don't have to do all the bank transfer stuff then?
Nope. It's just right there. It's easy, convenient, and secure.
Wait, did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
See how easy that was? Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply. Hello, and welcome to Every Single Album, Taylor Swift. I'm Nora Princiati. As always, he is Nathan Hubbard. Nathan, say hello to the people.
Did anything happen this week with Taylor Swift?
Well, this did not happen this week, but there's something that I need to talk to you about right now.
Okay.
Which is that it is becoming increasingly clear to me that you are about to go to the Eras Tour, I believe, multiple times in Los Angeles. And she's going to play New Romantics. Yeah. And I'm going to lose it.
Yes, I know. I'm thrilled at this prospect.
I'm so mad. So we're going to talk about a bunch of things on the top. And then we thought it would be fun to go through all of the Speak Now Taylor's Version songs and do a little draft. And if you remember, historically, some of our drafts have gotten a little bit contentious. I can't believe you are taking New Romantics from me a second time.
Yes, it's a very vindictive move by me. And I am thrilled. I can't believe that you're not just happy for me. Remind me, what songs did you get?
False God and Holy Ground.
Well, those are two really great songs, excellent songs. Way better than Sunday Night in Seattle, if I may say. Sunday Night in Seattle.
What was Sunday? What was the pair Sunday?
I don't even know. Wait.
They got Message in a Bottle. And
yes.
And tied together with, I like Message in a Bottle. And then the other night they got This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things. And Everything Has Changed.
I just want to know, you better know, you better know, you better know.
Also a good combination. And they got Haim.
I think he did it, but I just can't do it.
Everybody's going to get Haim.
Yeah, the West Coast is like really, I'm upset about No Body, No Crime. I'm not upset. I'm happy for
No, but it's part of the thing.
Including
It's exactly like what happened with Phoebe and Nothing New.
When my cheeks are going to hurt.
I'm just saying, tied together with, like, come on, man. Like, if you went Sunday night, there were... My equally hot take is people are massively over-rotating on the surprise songs. She's giving you 44 songs. Like, stop making your whole life about what surprise songs you get and just enjoy the show because it's still a great show. And by the way, it's almost gone. It's almost done. You're going to have to fly to freaking Belgium to see this thing starting in a month.
I will gladly fly to Belgium.
Yeah, but not everybody can do that. It costs $11 million to fly overseas. Like, this is a really important end of a thing. Now, maybe, you know, all the Toronto people are like, hey, is she coming to Toronto? She's probably not coming to Toronto if you look at the schedule. Like, there's just not a lot to, but guess what happens in Toronto? It gets cold, man. And the stadiums are not going to be warm after about late September anyway. And so, yeah, she's going to Mexico City. Costs a lot of money to move this thing around. I'll be surprised if there's this addition of a bunch of North America dates somewhere out in the future, because I just don't see it on the calendar.
Okay, so can I ask you that directly? We did not plan to talk about this, but this is interesting. Do you think that, so we have the remaining North American dates, then she's doing Latin America, then Australia, Asia, and then Europe next summer.
Right.
C'est fini? Or is there more?
If I'm Taylor Swift and I am at that point 34 years old and somewhat single and have gallivanted around the world.
To be somewhat single.
I mean, who knows? It's not none of our business. But the point is, I think that's enough. I mean, it's enough already. She's still got to do 1989, a reputation and debut and whatever else is falling out of her head right now. She's got a life that she probably wants to live that she's seemingly like completely compartmentalized for the last 3 years or 4 years as she releases all this content. Like, I don't know. It just seems like asking her to then come back and go do a whole nother run. Like, why do that? She knows better than anybody how much to feed the fan base and when to go away. And I just have a sense that it's going to be enough already. By the end of 2024, she's going to be like, can I please not be an itinerant, you know, carnival performer? The theater nerd in me has been well fed. Let me complete the projects that I'm working on in the studio and let me maybe just take a breath and have a life for 1 second.
I think that's right. Just based off gut feeling, I bet this is it. That said, there is, call it cynical, call it practical, there's a reason to keep going, which is that people would buy the tickets.
Yeah.
It's not as though she needs the money, and it's not as though this isn't a massively successful business operation to reduce it to that already, but there is demand.
There's demand.
I agree with you. If I were her, I would want to go live a life. And I sort of hope she does that. But there are people who would continue to go to the shows, which is, I think, why it's something that's at least a discussion topic.
Yeah. I mean, Nora, Harry Styles just played his last show after a full 2-year tour. Now, we love Harry Styles. We have covered his entire life's work, artistically anyway, extensively on this podcast. But, you know, if we're being honest with ourselves, we felt like it was enough already from Harry after 2 full years, didn't we? It just felt like he was out there just like in a big, you know, wind tunnel of money, just grabbing it as much as he could, like the Palm Springs shows. Why are we playing?
I don't know if I agree. I never felt bothered by it. I just felt like, oh, it's another Tuesday and Harry Styles Tuesday. Is still on tour.
Yeah.
He's still dancing around in a boa somewhere in Singapore.
Here's like, another picture in my Instagram feed of, you know, whatever. Strasbourg night four.
I just felt like he'd become this like lost boy who wouldn't come home, which like, I'm sure there's a deeper reading you could do on that. That thing seemed like it was joyful up
all
until
the
very last
the
day.
It was. Making out with Emily Ratajkowski in Tokyo. Like, come on.
Sure. Yeah. Live your life.
Go. But I mean, I think, you know, if Taylor's got any Harry Styles tour envy, it's probably like, where's my Emily Ratajkowski in Tokyo? Like, I got to live at some point. But maybe Harry's an indication that you can just stay on tour for 2 years and still have a life.
Well, I mean, she is like, the way that she has structured this, there's time in the week, right? There's time to go home. She's always been doing that.
Yes.
I wonder if,
that's fair.
I wonder if the other takeaway, though, is just that we're in a media moment, in a content moment, in a performing arts moment, where basically nothing is going well except for live
Barbie
performances.
Barbie and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and touring artists are sort of the one thing where it's like there is enthusiasm and people are spending money and they're happy to do it in a lot of cases. And there's all of this enthusiasm and there's real creativity. And it seems like there are certain things about the business model, of course, that have been challenging, but most of them have to do with demand. Like, this is a nice space to be in. And if you look around at TV, at movies, whatever, it's sort of like, man, being on tour is not so bad. And I wonder if there's a little bit of that.
You know, the other thing that I think of is this is a political animal in Taylor Swift. One of the, I don't know, 10 most recent posts that she's made that weren't related to the, hey, thanks Seattle, hey, thanks Cincinnati, et cetera, was I just voted and I live in Nashville and we are coming up on a fairly significant election cycle next fall, which will be at the end of her tour. Now, she used her tour as a platform to launch an album. She cannot use the tour while she's in Europe as a platform particularly well to launch a sort of political point of view in America. But I do wonder if she either schedules a series of dates in the fall or comes back to America and uses her platform to voice some of her thoughts around the American political system. It would line up interestingly and coincidentally well with when the European work stops.
Well, she is also now the honorary mayor of like 10 different major American cities.
Why didn't she just run for president?
I don't mean to follow up your like genuine and important and serious point with like, what are all of these local municipalities doing? But I wish she would press the issue. Just try to like pass some new traffic laws in Denver. Just go for it.
Well, Denver, we know that's a place where she's not been afraid to go to court in Colorado.
Very true. Very true.
We'll see. My sense is it's going to be enough already and she'll be on to another era, which is her way.
I mean, also it'll have been a long time, right? It'll have been well over a year, not quite the length of time that Harry stayed on tour. It's just so funny to me. Although it was really, really moving. I'm sure you saw when at the end of the last show in Italy last Saturday, he played a new song. He played like 10 minutes on the piano. And it was just very like the audience was just rapt and.
Well, he could have played 10 minutes on the kazoo and they would have been rapt.
Yeah. It's kind of amazing.
Fucking little boy recorder concert and people would sit there and listen. But yeah, we don't think about Harry as being particularly gifted as a instrumentalist, do we?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's not the thing that has been, I think because he centers his band so much. Definitionally, that doesn't center him as one of the artists that's not just singing the song, but creating the music. But it was really cool to see him do a performance and sort of showcase his own composition like that. Mm-hmm. And also, I thought what he said to the audience just about the space that they'd created on that tour was really, really sweet.
I feel what it is that you create together and is the most inspiring thing I've ever seen in my life. The atmosphere that you've created, the family that you've created, this safe space for everyone that you've created. I want to thank you.
I think that's really
also true.
True. Yeah.
I mean, it was the best
vibe. That
was a
really cool room to be inside of for a couple hours. You know, that was a special, special space.
Yeah. Different vibe than Taylor. It's not even worth comparing because it's not a competition in any way, shape or form. But there, it was love on tour, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it's a funny, like, there's not more participation from the audience because the participatory parts of going to the Eras tour are
the concert,
the bracelets,
the costume situation.
Yeah.
My daughter just made newspaper pants, just so you know.
Oh, that's sick. Wait. Okay, that's sick.
She's going as Reputation, yeah.
The favorite outfit that I have seen to date of someone I know who I have not spoken to about this, I just saw it on Instagram, was a newspaper Reputation outfit. So yeah,
I think those are the best. I mean, besides my No It's Becky shirt that I'm going to wear, but other than that.
Will you be trading bracelets?
I haven't gotten there yet.
I'm going to send you some. I'm going to FedEx you some. If we can get Nathan some friendship bracelets by the time the Eras Tour comes to Los Angeles, that would be ideal.
You know I'll do it.
The Harry energy, I think you're right to say that it's slightly different in a funny way. It's just such a, like, the One Direction fan base, and by extension, I think some of the Harry fan base, the tail really wags the dog in a way that I think is delightful. And like, that's not our relationship with Taylor, right? Like they make fun of him a lot.
Yeah.
The power dynamic, in a really sweet and kind way, the power dynamic there, I think is a little bit different. And again, I'm really like, both are very joyful, wonderful. And of course there are darker sides to fandom, and we've seen some of that, but in general, and especially at the shows, I think in both cases, we are talking about two things that are just like joyful and empowering and fun.
They know he's a little goofy.
Of being with the Swifties is like being rapt and just staring at her and being like, ah, mothers, mothering.
Right.
Harry is a little bit more like, here's my sign that's kind of making fun of you. I think it's fun. I'm into it. I'm happy for everyone.
Well, he has the unenviable task of following up a album of the year, Grammy album of the year winner now. You know, it's not the same as it was. And it's about time. I mean, we're gonna be now a year and a half. I mean, the guy's... I'm ready for more Harry music. I think we all are. Now, is he going to actually go off cycle? The lovely note that he sent to the fan base indicated that, you know, I'll see you when it's time again. If we've learned something from Taylor.
I took from what he played on the piano that he's certainly composing. He's making music. He's doing stuff. And because Love on Tour lasted so long, It shouldn't have been a surprise, but there was part of me that was like, oh, I thought Harry was just going to do this forever. I thought we were going to do new Gucci outfits every night in perpetuity for the rest of time. But right, there's going to be more music from Harry. Very exciting. Very happy about it.
$400 million of touring gross, 3 million plus people. That's a rousing success. And I am going to be fascinated to see what he does from here. It's not going to be easy to follow that up. I think you and I both felt like Fine Line maybe was the more resonant, longer lasting album. But Music from a Sushi Restaurant, man, Keep Driving. Those are still making appearances at dinner parties in Nathan's house. Excuse me, green tea, music for a sushi restaurant. Small concern with how the engine sounds.
We held darkness and withheld clouds. True. Can I rant for a sec?
Yes, please, Nora. You know I love when you do.
Pay apps are way too public.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Okay, so some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying. Full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it is super weird. Well, how are you going to pay your friends then? I'm asking for a friend.
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Lincoln in the all-new 2024 Nautilus Hybrid. Featuring a customizable 48-inch panoramic display, available Revel audio system, and available perfect position front seats with active motion massage. Oh my God, the world isn't wide enough. Visit Lincoln.com to learn more. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates. This episode is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle. The less your business spends, the more margin of money you have. I think that's pretty obvious for everyone, but actually doing it, that's easier said than done because the cost of everything is going up these days. So do the smart thing. Switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory and HR into one platform and one source of truth so you can easily reduce costs and headaches. NetSuite specifically helps by reducing IT costs since it lives in the cloud with no hardware required and cutting the costs of maintaining multiple systems since everything you need is on one suite. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. See for yourself how effective NetSuite can be and try it out today. And by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/ringer. That is netsuite.com/ringer.
All right. It's on. Oh, we're going to draft Speak Now. Are you ready?
Did we draft Speak Now to begin with? No, this isn't really a redraft. It's a first draft.
It's a first draft. We're drafting it. I suppose in some ways we drafted it by proxy because we drafted all of the Taylor Swift songs, which I won handily. But
no.
We're drafting Speak Now Taylor's version.
Okay.
Producer Kaya, who goes first?
Oh gosh. Maybe I should do one of those number things.
Yeah, let's do it.
I guess there's only two of you, so each of you pick a number between one and two.
Go ahead. Nora, you can have the pick. What is it going to be?
I'll take number two.
Damn.
It's one.
Yes.
No.
Yes. That's why I let you go first, because I knew I was going to screw it up, and instead I let you step in it.
Okay, fine. So the rules.
Yeah.
21 songs. On, sorry, hold
22
on one second.
Songs. What are you talking
there
about?
There are 22 songs. Okay. There are 22 songs on Speak Now Taylor's version.
Yes.
One of them, and I can't quite figure out in the exact current moment.
Yes. This is so good. It's going to be something
is missing
good that
from
you wish
my big
you had.
Board.
Yes.
This is a disaster.
Yes.
Oh, I got it. I got it. I got it.
And I have the first pick.
And Nathan has the first pick. Go ahead.
Hey, give me I Can See You.
I knew you would do that.
Yeah.
All right. I'm
upset. What are you
upset.
Taking? This is hard for you now because
it's not. It's just that it's almost like it's just almost over, you know?
No, it's
that
not.
That was the prize.
Yeah, that was the prize. And you went with the random number generator, which is fine.
It's a random number generator. Kaya!
Kaya, I'll give you $300.
I will take
later.
Enchanted.
What?
I'm taking Enchanted.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's your first pick?
Yes.
That's like taking...
the one Speak Now song that originally made the Eras Tour. It's my pick.
That's like taking a punter.
No, it's not. How dare you? How dare you come for me? Come for Enchanted, come for the Owl City guy, and come for the punters.
I can't believe you just took a punter first. Great.
What is, like, make your case that Enchanted is not a high value pick.
It's about the Owl City guy.
That's not a good case.
It's a terrific case. It's the only case.
No, that's what's funny about it.
It is exactly
and it's an
what's funny
song,
about it.
And it makes me feel like I'm made out of glitter. And it contains the word wonderstruck.
All those things sound like a punter. Made out of glitter. Wonderstruck.
The Owl City guy might be a punter. I'm taking Enchanted.
You can have the one about the Owl City guy. I will take the one about the John Mayer guy. Give me Dear John. Don't you think I was too
young to be messed with? Okay. I'm going to take mine.
Holy moly. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Explain. This is one that you felt like you sort of missed her voice on.
No, not so much on this one. This is no. So this, I think probably what you're reacting to is that when it came down to it, some of the ones that like I am drafting as though I know that the original exists because I just can't live in a world where I don't know that information.
Yeah.
And so some of my favorite songs where I don't feel that the recreations hit quite as hard, they probably got docked here a little bit.
Okay, mine, that's fine. Yeah.
Mine.
Yeah.
First of all, I think it contains the best lyric on the entire album. And I think she sounds incredible singing it. And I think it's just an absolutely darling song that I love.
We're doing this wrong. You know we're doing this wrong. We should be playing like Old Maid and somebody gets stuck with Superman. Or ours. So don't you worry your pretty little mind. People throw rocks at things that shine. Or innocent. It's all right, just wait and see your string of lights is still bright to me. Oh. Like that would have been the better game for us to play. Like
okay,
who
stop coming for Superman.
Listen.
The Superman stands are out in full force. And they would like for you to stop hating on what is a weird song, but a good song, maybe. It's fine. It's fun. It's cute.
I was at a restaurant in Palm Springs and Superman came on. This was earlier this year.
And you bopped your head.
February. And I was like,
and you were what?
What? Like, there is a 200 song catalog to pick from. And somebody was like, I'm going with Superman.
You know what?
It's Taylor Swift time. That means Superman time.
Props to that restaurant for choosing a deep cut. And a fun one to boot.
Okay. So right now it is I Can See You and Dear John versus Enchanted and Mine.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't feel great right now.
Mine is definitely yours. That's fine. Oh, Nora. This is just so hard for you because I'm taking Long Live. Walls we crash through, how the kingdom
lights shine, just for me and you. Okay, that's upsetting.
Yeah, it's really upsetting.
Well, I'm going to do this out of spite. I'm taking
no,
Last
you're not.
Kiss. I never thought we'd ever let's kiss. Yes.
Oh, yeah, that was... I knew that was what you were going to do.
It's also, it was next on my board, but it had to be done.
You wouldn't trade those two?
Would I trade you Long Live for Last Kiss?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that you're being very nice to me right now.
You started this by saying that you've kicked my ass in every single
one of these. In my heart of hearts, I would trade you. I would trade you Long Live.
Do you
want to
make the trade right now? I will trade you straight up. No draft picks, no cash consideration. I will trade you.
All right. I'm sending the paperwork to the league office. It's in.
Done. I feel better about it because I know that you want Long Live and I want you to have Long Live. It makes me happy to know that it is with you. It's like a family heirloom that belongs with the rightful descendant and heir, and that's you.
I'm just bitter. I'm still bitter.
Well, it's back to me. Gosh.
It is back to you.
And that means it's back to December. And I go back to December
all the time. It's a good peck. I can't argue with it.
Before you go, like in my own head, I'm like, what is actually next on your board? I mean, it
do you
has
want to take a guess?
Yeah. I mean, it has to be either. No, don't you do it. What are you going to pick right now? I think it might be...
Are you nervous?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous. Now I'm fucking nervous. Here's what I think. I think it's either Mean Story of Us or Haunted, but I'm afraid that you're going to take Electric Touch just to spite me, even though we just made a nice little trade and made up. But go ahead.
I want to do that, but
you can't do that.
It's bad roster building, so yeah. I'm going to take Mean.
Yeah. All you're ever going to be is mean. Why you gotta be so mean? That makes a ton of sense to me.
It's probably a little further down the bored just because I'm super into OG, but one of my all-time favorite Taylor Swift songs. One of the best Taylor Swift songs, I would say, on my team.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't need to own that. I'm a little, yeah. I do think that, though, with what's left, ooh, this is kind of tough. What if I just took hours right now? Never am I taking hours right now. I am taking Story of Us. It's, I don't know how this song slipped to number 7 on the album to begin with. It's terrific. It has all the attitude that I want in a Taylor Swift song circa 2010 and 2013. Bring it on board. Gosh, I feel great about my roster right now.
Next chapter.
Next chapter.
Yeah, okay. See, now I'm going to take Electric Touch.
Oh, come on, man.
Not out of spite. I think this is where it fits.
I talked you into this song. You hated this song.
I never hated this song. I just said it didn't do a ton for me.
Come on. We had at least 4 hours on this podcast of debate. I don't know. Ask producer Kaya. She probably fell asleep during our Electric Touch discussion.
Okay. The truth is...
What?
I am probably making a calculated decision by like 2 slots. That there are more songs in between where I've gotten to on my board, that there are a couple songs in between there and Electric Touch, but I don't think you're going to take them.
So you just intentionally shivved me.
Yeah. And I'm going to go, I'm going to like yacht rock out. Fine. And
that's fine.
Chill and grill some things.
See, now you've just, what I have to not do though is in drafts past, you've gotten me into the mindset of punitive, like retribution and revenge. And that is not the way to play this game at all. Because again, what I'm really trying to do is avoid Hours and Superman and probably Innocent. Oh gosh. I mean, it's sitting right there. Ooh. I almost want to take Better Than Revenge right now. I know that you want it. I think all of the chatter about that song has overhyped it. And I'm going to take Sparks Fly. Sparks fly whenever
you smile. Hmm. Good pick. I've listened to the new Sparks Fly a few times in the last couple of days. Band is really slaying.
Yeah.
Good band song.
I really like it.
All right. All right.
Drop everything now. Drop everything
now. I'm going to take Haunted.
Yeah, that's fine. You can have it. Something's gone terribly wrong. You're all
I wanted. I know it means more to me than it does to you, but I love that song. And I love, like, that's one of the. I don't want to call it a riser because I already loved that song, but she, like, the way she can just build that, I'm into it. I'm super into it.
Is it the bass thing for you that sort of moves it up? Or, okay.
Yeah. Stood there and watched you walk away from everything we had. But okay. Again, it's not that it was lacking to begin with, but there's real oomph there.
Okay. Enjoy it because I am going to be... very, very pleased to have drafted Castles Crumbling this late in the draft.
Wow. And I feel like my castle's crumbling down and- okay. That's good. I think that it has a happy home with you.
Yeah. I mean, and
now I'm trying to be magnanimous. I don't mean it. I'm so upset.
Oh, you are? Yeah. Great. Because. It can sit right alongside City of Blinding Lights by U2. Oh, you look so beautiful tonight. In the wall of Speak Now drafted songs. I'm thrilled to have this to round out the portfolio.
I've got I was necessarily so upset about you getting Castles Crumbling, although I do like that song. I'm just like, I will not, I shouldn't be being mean to you because I need you to invite me over so that I can listen to I Can See You.
Yeah,
well, I'm
a little late for that, isn't it?
That was so upsetting. I'm going to go for my second vault song here, and I'm going to take When Emma Falls in Love.
Okay.
When Emma falls in love, she disappears, and we all just laugh after seeing it all these years.
Wow. You're really stepping around Speak Now. You're really stepping around Never Grow Up. I mean, I think you think these are like landmines. Listen to you. Forget it, dude. I'm taking Better Than Revenge.
She's a keep in mind. She's a keep in mind. There is nothing I do better than revenge.
Give me the Wild Child in the corner. Yes. Awesome. I feel awesome about this. Mattress. Matches. Flame. Moth.
That was best in. Player remaining for me. So good for you. Good
I'm
for
drafting
you.
For quality and talent right now. Yeah.
So
this draft is coming down to avoiding the landmines. It is. I love it.
This is kind of funny.
It's a football team.
I'm going to take the highest ranked player on my board right now, which is Timeless.
Oh,
shout out Cleopatra.
Shit. Yes. That's where I was going.
Even in a different life, you still would have been mine. We would have been timeless.
Like if Cleopatra grew up in a small town with.
So I have to either take
redraft to
Foolish
to.
One or I have to take Never Grow Up or I have to take Speak Now. And I'm taking Speak Now because it's really fun. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine. It can sit alongside some of the other fun songs. It's great. Speak Now, come on board. Title track.
Right. Screw it. I'm taking Superman.
On the ground, you come back down.
That was the right pick for what's left. That was the right pick. It's interesting that what's left is Foolish One, Hours, and Innocent.
And Never Grow Up. Never Grow Up is a good song. It's just not particularly useful.
Oh, darling, don't you ever grow up. Don't you ever grow up. Just stay this little.
Like, it makes me weepy, so I can't listen to it that much.
Why are you trying to talk me into it?
I was just saying something that is true to me, but if you're getting in your head.
But I think you're right. I mean, I'm taking Never Grow Up.
All right. It's possible I played myself a little bit there, but it was in the name of discourse.
Great cell phone. Because now you have to pick between Innocent, Hours, and Foolish One.
I'm taking Hours.
Yeah. Okay.
People throw rocks at things that shine, like all of my amazing draft picks.
You have both Superman and Hours.
Okay, I like and Superman. I don't know how to get this through your head.
So the best part of this is I get to give you Innocent by taking Foolish One.
That's fine.
And you end up with the poo-poo platter of Innocent, Hours, and Superman, all because you tried to screw me with Electric Touch. What an awful draft by you.
First of all.
You've got a team full of punters, Princiati. It's the Princiati punters. Watch out, everybody.
Are you done? Are you done? Are you and your team that has the last two players on my board, Castles Crumbling and Foolish One, done?
Sure.
I don't think
Castle's Crumbling.
I like those songs more than you do.
You like what?
I like our Superman and Innocent. I think all more than you do.
Very clearly. You can talk yourself into this. This is like talking yourself into Tim Tebow as your starting quarterback now.
David, I can't believe you're ragging on me for like my seventh round draft picks when you are just sitting there
with what?
Trevor Lawrence, Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning. I can see you.
Yeah.
That is what you should be rubbing in my face right now. I know it was because of the flip of a coin, but it doesn't matter. I'm so sad.
Well, I feel thrilled about the top and bottom of my draft board. I can get by with Foolish One. It's fine. It'll do enough. What I really needed to not have was the cringiness of Innocent, which now lives eternally on your board. Hope Enchanted was worth it. Owl City fine. Guy.
Fine. I'm going to go listen to Mean.
Woo! What is the equivalent NFL football team to the GMing that you just did? Is it the Jaguars? No, because they at least took Trevor Lawrence. Who really is the worst drafter in the NFL?
I mean, the Jaguars are the team for your punter analogy when they took Roberto Aguayo. But
that's what I'm saying.
I'm all the good teams. I'm all the teams that win.
You are. Usually you are, Adora. You certainly are the good team. That's for sure. Thank you for taking it easy on me. Thank you for over-rotating on punishment so that I could just draft methodically Bill Belichick style and finally.
You did a good job. You kept your head. I got overly emotional. Although I don't really regret it. I don't think, like, I didn't take Electric Touch higher than I think it.
What would you insist? Like, what's a realistic trade for me to get Electric Touch?
Huh.
Sparks Fly?
Yeah, I would probably. I would certainly consider, I would be open to offers for Sparks Fly or for Better Than Revenge.
I'll trade you either of those. You can take your pick. How about that? And then we'll end this on a very warm, loving note.
All right. I'll trade you Sparks Fly for Electric Touch.
Yes. Thank God.
If you'll throw an I Can See You. No, I'm just kidding.
No, actually, you know what? I wanted you to take Better Than Revenge because of the lyric. But it's okay because when I play it, I'm just going to sing the old lyric. I'm going to play the new version, sing the old lyric.
I'm happy for you.
Just like what I'm going to do at all three LA shows because that will be the only remaining
song. Okay, I find this fascinating.
Along with New Romantics.
Because I, the person on this podcast who am against the lyric change, I'm like, all right, it's changed. The new lyric is fine. But you're going to sing the old one. She's better known for the things that she does
on the mattress. Whoa. I mean, I assume I will because there's going to be no other songs left for her to play except the cat song. Cavity. There's no one like
Cavity. That would actually be my dream is if you get the cat song and New Romantics. And I just won't know how to feel. Just be absolutely stunned.
Let's end it with a prediction from you. Is she going to play Gasoline in LA with the girls, with the sisters?
Oh, man. So, I wish she would. I would love
that.
Well,
that's not the debate. That's not the debate.
I bet she will I don't know. That would be a first for the tour, right? Something that is not her song.
Well, she played with Gracie, but that's because Gracie got canceled because they had to move up the showtime for weather.
Yeah. It would be a deviation from anything that she's done previously. I hope she does. Yeah. That song rules and her version
has
rules.
To be done with the band or with one of the sisters on drums. So
I don't know. My gut says no, even though my heart would love that. I would
That's
be so thrilled.
That's exactly where I am. It's exactly where I am. We'll see. We'll see.
All right. But we will see.
I got three swings at this thing when it comes to LA. And fortunately, you know, for me, there are still at least one song that's going to upset you if I get it.
I am never going to recover from this. First, I Can See You, then New Romantics. It's all over. It's all over for me. I'm just kidding. I'm very happy for you and happy for everyone who would get to hear New Romantics. What a win that would be.
I want to see other people speak now draft.
That would be excellent. Please send those our way. And
when
we
are
back
Mary's song,
next week,
aren't I? I'm going to get Mary's song.
After you slandered the Seattle surprise songs, it would serve you right.
It just wouldn't have been my favorite night, but let's not rotate on it, everybody.
We're going to be back one more time, right? Next week before you are in the house in LA, potentially seeing and hearing Taylor Swift
with
sing
the friendship
New Romantics
bracelet.
Or many other songs.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
All right.
I think 100% correct. I think we're going to get a little bit more Taylor drama over the course of the next week than we had over the last week, but let's see. That's just a random not knowing prediction. So I think we're going to have a little bit of news to talk about, and then we're going to talk about, you know, how to prep for these last couple killer shows.
Love it when Nathan ends a show on just like a cryptic non-prediction prediction. Very excited to see what comes of that. This has been Every Single Album, Taylor Swift. I'm Nora Princiati. As always, he's Nathan Hubbard. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you, as always, to Kai McMullen for production on this episode.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client. This episode is brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. As a ruthless king builds his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.